Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So here's the call from Ken Williams on the YouTube feed. Michael Imperioli on the White Lotus looks like Mason's older brother, especially his profile, i.e. nose.
That is an amazing call.
Actually, it's not the worst thing in the world.
That's really good.
Are you watching White Lotus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You watching it?
I didn't watch last night. I'm going to watch tonight.
It's so good. Shay, no.
I am not watching it, but I support Aubrey Plaza.
I'll tell you what. You made Ingrid Goes West with her, which is a great,
indie movie.
She's the nightmare girl who doesn't get along with the other couple.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's good.
She's really good.
Hardest working woman I know.
She's got some kind of like scary vibe to her.
She's amazing.
Yeah. She can get those eyes going, and you're like, oh, I'm scared of you, girl.
One of my favorite people.
The big CY has stopped in. Clinton, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm coming off watching this USMNT game.
Yeah, what do you
think?
We
had to do kind of a fire drill because I did the show today. I did the TV show today.
Right.
We had to tape, watch the game, tape
some
more.
Oh, I saw that. I was like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not on.
I know. It's always awkward. I can't give anything more away than that. But I thought, and this is what I said on the show, but I think that was a B-minus effort from that team. Sometimes when you go into a tournament, you've got energy you've got to manage, you've got emotions you've got to manage. They couldn't do both at the same time.
How many players on the team can you name?
Probably 6 or 7.
Disgusting.
It's not a pop quiz.
What a monster. You just got to get a baseline.
I follow soccer in this season.
So he actually has a real soccer opinion.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm just
unlike
saying off
us
the top
who are
of
like,
my,
oh, no. Let me sit and listen.
What happened to Gareth Bale's?
I mean, if you want to get into it, Gareth Bale got one touch in the end of this game, not unlike what he did for LAFC, and it changed the game. I mean, that's the thing. And like, the U.S. team is not good enough to not do everything right to win a game. And if they run out of gas on either emotion or energy, they're not going to win. And that's what happened today. So.
The draw is okay. Uh-huh. The draw is okay. They're going to lose to England.
England scored 6 goals.
USA.
England scored 6 goals.
England scored 6 goals.
But the other team is Iran in the...
Yeah, but Iran got 2 goals, which is a big deal because of the way goal differential works. We're way in the weeds here.
We don't know anything.
Tonight,
educating us.
Tonight, as in tonight in Doha, went about as well as it can go for not going extremely poorly.
Why are you not in Doha? That feels like an assignment.
I would not go to Doha if they asked me, bro.
Yep. Really?
Yeah.
Not doing it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't do authoritarian regimes. Sorry. Listen.
As a
brother that grew up in America, we got enough to dodge. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
I'm not going to where I might not make it out, if you get my point.
They're not coming to get me.
No.
No.
They're not coming to get me.
I mean, all the stuff in Qatar is just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, and I'm not here to start a whole conversation.
No, I'm not either.
But
I'm
like,
not
that's
either.
Not that's not an assignment I would say yes to unless it was straight up on some hazard pay.
Although the straight up no sex thing, I think, is like,
that's
ridiculous.
A problem. That doesn't work.
What is this whole thing?
The tournament's
single
a month.
People are not allowed to have sex.
It's a month long tournament.
They're advised not to.
All right,
is that like a mask mandate?
Different.
Technically, you know, strong masks are still strongly advised.
Right,
but I'm not trying to find out what's on the other end of the advisory statement.
Yeah, we told you. We told you.
I don't need to know. I don't need to know when they make that decision either. You know what I'm saying?
So the English World Cup team, and we mentioned they won today. They beat Iran, right?
Iran, yeah.
The soccer team is dealing with all of the crazy rules in Qatar. Meanwhile, the wives and the girlfriends are aboard a crazy billion-dollar cruise ship called the Floating Palace.
The Wags?
So that is their way around it.
Wives and girlfriends.
Yeah wives and girlfriends.
Wives and girlfriends.
Great show, by the way.
What's that?
Wags was a great show.
I thought you Floating Palace might be the name
of
the show.
No, that's a great idea. I know. We've got a little bit of a mind melt going on.
What's going on?
No.
I'm on the TV.
You have a different
outfit
on, too. Oh, no, it's just covered up with a hoodie.
That's rule one, by the way. Uh-huh. You don't wear out of the studio what you wore on television, because if you're out somewhere, somebody's going to see something.
Wardrobe changes?
Or just a cover.
Oh, I do.
Cover up. We're not all like you.
I respect it, bro.
We don't have security rolling around, Shay. I'm just saying, no.
So, anybody watch the Rams yesterday?
No, wait, I want to hear more about this boat.
Oh, more about the boat.
Yeah, tell me about the boat.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Something that's actually staying afloat. Look out! Oh! Come on, Greg! That's what I got when I'm talking about the ramp.
That's
okay.
Anyway.
The Mason was the only one to watch yesterday.
The luxury billion-dollar cruise liner, which usually costs 2 million pounds for 9 nights, has set sail for Doha.
Wow.
WAGS, set to live aboard the vessel during the World Cup, taking place. Guests will be living the high life thanks to onboard beauty salons, boutiques, 14 ocean view jacuzzis, and the longest dry slide at sea titled the Venom Drop to keep them entertained between matches. Meanwhile, the husbands and the boyfriends are in
Is the
Doha.
Boat in international waters?
It's a good question.
You say that like you've got activities that you participate in international waters.
No, no, I'm just saying if there's this whole no sex thing.
Maritime law.
I think I found a loophole.
When the boats are rocking.
Exactly.
Very good point.
Right?
Excellent call. Okay.
If it's in international waters.
Right.
What is a dry slide?
That's my question. Thank you. Like, I don't want to go down a slide. Dry?
Related matter. No.
Yeah. So a dry slide.
There are so many ways I can answer that question. Yeah. Would not be good for any of our careers.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what a dry slide is. Maybe somebody
just saying,
can.
Hashtag dry slide.
I left it there.
Yeah.
All right, so anybody watched the Rams yesterday?
Oh, whoa.
No.
You got out of that one, quick.
No. I like to enjoy my Sundays.
Another dry slide are the Rams. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I heard Travis and Sleet talking about this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is your mindset game to game now? Are you evaluating?
Yes, I think we moved into evaluation.
But, I mean, bro, it's like what week – I mean, there's –
We're moving into week 12.
A lot of games to go for just
what are they
evaluation.
Now? 3-7?
3-7.
A lot of games to go to just be evaluating for
now,
6 weeks.
But here's the thing. Stafford just got his second concussion in 3 weeks.
Well, I'll give you my evaluation on that.
Yeah, I don't want to see Matthew Stafford again.
Yeah,
till,
exactly.
Till
he
next
got
year.
Four beautiful girls.
I mean, next year
at, home,
at best.
Like,
you got
go
the
be,
ring, bro.
Yeah, go turn on some Bluey and
but
chill.
He's making a lot of money. He's going to be the quarterback next year.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. He's
heal
100%
up.
Going to be the quarterback.
Got the rest of your life ahead of you. Okay. Heal up.
Cooper Kupp, next meaningful game
see
is in September. No worries.
Right,
Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, cut their plays. Just eliminate, cut their plays, and let's see somebody else.
Huh.
I as a fan, it bums me out. Obviously, I mean, I'm going to be at the Seattle game in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure we're going to get crushed. But I think that in the best interest of protecting the 2023 season, we're really careful with the end of the 2022 season. Mm-hmm. It's a hard thing to explain to fans. Because and I my
especially
review,
to vet not just fans, it's a hard thing to you try telling Aaron Donald that
to shut it down.
Yeah,
try telling Jalen Ramsey that.
Not
well,
easy.
See, I'll send an email. I'm not going to tell him to his face.
Yeah, but I think the end of that
email, not a meeting. Yeah,
here's another way to dislike Tom Brady. I really believe that comeback, and I don't know that this team was never going to be a Super Bowl team or anything like that, but it was potentially a playoff team. That last drive, the Tom Brady drive. On the Rams at the end of that game, I think broke their back.
Really?
I think that broke their back.
Huh.
That's the game where Jalen Ramsey came out afterwards and said, what the F?
Yeah.
We stopped him. Why are we even back on the field? I think that's what ruined what otherwise could have been an average season.
There you go. You know what? That's right.
Yeah.
An average season.
An average season.
LeBron and Maverick Carter had Jalen Ramsey on the shop on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And I was watching this whole thing, and first of all, it's good, but there's too many people talking. I need like three.
There's a lot happening.
It was just too much. I couldn't follow because there's too many people talking. But I wanted LeBron and Jalen Ramsey have a lot in common this year.
Yeah.
They're both all-time greats on a team that can whose best hope is to be kind of average.
Right. Mm-hmm. Here's a little,
that's what I wanted to hear on Thursday Night Football.
Here is a little conversation between Jalen Ramsey and LeBron James that we happen to have standing by.
Aaron Rodgers, prime years, like, are they really, like, what are they doing? Like, move on.
I would say. I would feel like it's a discredit when you got a
and don't get any number.
You got a transcendent franchise player like Aaron Rodgers, quarterback. Obviously, we know the quarterback position in the NFL, you know, besides if you had like a monster defensive end, you know what I'm saying, or a D tackle like obviously Aaron Donald. That's the most important position in the NFL. So why wouldn't you surround that when you got the picks to maximize what he can do.
Are we still talking football or are we talking basketball?
I was going to say.
I just wanted to make sure you wasn't talking about
me. I mean, it definitely translates. So Jay, I didn't want to talk about me.
He didn't have some guys, but they didn't draft nobody, though.
Okay. Definitely translates.
Whoa. Yeah.
And you've got the picks.
As we like to say, the call is coming from inside the house there. Yeah. I was like, who are we talking about?
Who cut that discussion off?
I think it was Mav.
That was Mav. Careful there, Bron.
Yeah, chill.
You know what? That's like, just give him the Twitter.
Yep.
Right in that moment and finish the thought. Because that's usually what he's doing on Twitter, right?
Right.
Like, there's a filter, though. And his name was Maverick Carter. That would have been a good discussion to keep going.
Yeah, that call would have been inside the house.
I actually liked the Shops version of Thursday Night Football. I thought there was some good stuff in there. You weren't as high, right?
You know what? I wanted to like it. They had good guests. It was just too many. Like there was like six or seven guys on the set.
Right. It was a bunch of guys sitting around talking about the game.
And I couldn't understand everybody because it was just too much audio. All at once.
With the crowd. With the crowd, all that.
I was going to say, that was a megacast situation?
That was a megacast situation.
Because I was like, why are we hearing game sound? Right.
Thursday Night Football on Prime, they put the Shop on as an
it's a good idea.
Alternative broadcast.
It's like when we have crosstalk. We can't all talk at once.
Right, but there's not a game happening in the background.
Yeah,
right.
The microphones aren't even right for something like that.
I'm partial to ManningCast.
What's interesting about that is the Manning cast ratings have slowly eroded.
That's fine.
Because the novelty's worn off.
I think the novelty is over.
You ever thought about doing one of those, Ashay?
I mean, I'd be down.
Like a cast with your crew?
I would only like it if I'm winning. You know,
that's right.
Like, you know, football is the only sport where I watch two random teams
play. Right.
Like, I could watch any two teams play. So, I mean, I haven't turned down anything sports related yet.
Yeah. We tried a mega cast once for the Rams 49ers game. It was at San Francisco. And about halfway through Bergman, I was like, no, I can't do this with my own team because I was too emotionally invested.
It hurts.
Yeah. When you're that emotionally invested, you can. Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
No yeah.
So wait, but, you shut that down at halftime?
Yeah, I said that's it.
That's it for me.
That's it for me. We were behind.
That's funny.
I was out. All right, coming up next for you, I want to ask you guys about this play-by-play call that Bergman found, which is fascinating.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Have you been to a kegger lately?
No.
Anybody been to a kegger lately?
Not lately, but in the past.
I've got an example of one coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Josh Romero from Downey is on the line. Hey, Josh, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Finally, I get a chance to get at this. I've been trying for about 3 weeks trying to get in.
Well, you finally made it, man. You've already won a pair of tickets to see Rams Seahawks at SoFi Stadium, and now is your chance to win $1 million. Who are the two Super Bowl teams and the final score?
I'm going with the Miami Dolphins and the 49ers. I'm taking the Niners 34, Dolphins 30.
34-30. All right. Interesting pick. Josh Romero from Downey. The 49ers beat the Dolphins 34-30. Thanks a lot for playing, man. We appreciate it on Million Dollar Monday. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. We got a full house today. Jorge Bergman here as always. O'Shea Jackson's hanging out. O'Shea Jackson Jr. Momo is here. Clinton Yates is here. So, guys, I've got a play-by-play call I want to bounce off you. This is a great dunk by Kai Jones from the Charlotte Bobcats. Oh, yeah.
Against the most dunked on team in the history of the league, the Washington Wizards.
And the play-by-play guy has an interesting approach to this. His name is what?
Eric Collins.
Eric Collins, thank you. Listen to this.
Look at Kai Jones. What's this going to be? Oh! Are you kidding me?
Hum-diddly-D.
Is this your maiden voyage with Eric Collins?
Yeah, hum-diddly-D.
All due respect for everybody who works at this station,
yeah,
that guy's the best play-by-play guy in the league.
In the league by far.
Everybody knows this.
Really?
He goes nutso every single time. And like, so 2 years ago when they were like the high-flyingest team in the league and all those guys were all over the place, they were a top one league pass watch for him alone. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So hum-diddly-D.
No, he says all types of random S. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, I almost said it because that's how much I like
him. Yeah.
But he is really creative.
And you think he's the best NBA play-by-play guy in the
let's
league?
Let's just say this. I don't
second
know
best after Ireland.
Right, well, obviously. But I don't know that there's anybody better when it comes to calling exciting plays.
Because it's an unbelievable play. If you see the play, the Kai
look
Jones
up his look up his highlights.
There's literally YouTube compilations of this guy calling dunks.
And that goes for team-by-team guys. Shouts to, you know, Breen and, you know, everybody
else. All those guys,
you know
what
I'm saying? And, you know, obviously, there's so many talented people. But, like, as far as local team guys on TV go, it's tough to beat him.
Does he say hum diddly D a lot?
I don't know that he does say that a lot. That was just funny.
Hum diddly D
he just brings the energy that you need. The same way Jim Ross used to do for WWF. Yeah. It's just like there's need that energy.
There's a Gus Johnson level element to what he brings too.
Yeah.
He's good.
Anybody see the Rams yesterday? Just kidding.
Chill.
That was funny.
Just kidding.
That made me laugh.
All right.
I mean, they popped up on the red zone a little bit. That's how I saw them.
We were not in the red zone a lot. I don't think we need the laugh.
A little bit.
Minimal red zone.
Who's playing the laugh? Oh, we've got some Eric Collins.
Kemba Walker.
Oh! Brandon rips it down! Oh!
I told you.
How do you not love
Kemba.
This man?
Yeah.
Off the window!
He's really controlled his second unit off season long.
Right. When Miles Bridges was going nuts, he was in his rarest form.
One more.
Get ready for the final shot of the third quarter. It's Kemba. Fire!
Not cursed.
That you would think a murder was happening.
This is great.
That is the most emphatic play-by-play call.
You know what? We should all take turns doing that during segments.
Like,
for 30 seconds, just go nuts.
I'd lose my voice. Yeah, he's like the triple espresso shot. He's like the triple espresso shot of the league.
There was a guy at the SC-UCLA game who I turned to Sliwa and I said, this guy is over-cheering.
Over-cheering.
That happened.
Yeah. Where he was like yelling things over everybody.
Yes.
When nothing was going on, he would yell like, run it down their effing throats. He's over cheering. He stood out over everybody. Like, I think there is
that's kind of a point. Yeah.
Cheer.
Nevin's a little like that. My husband, he's a little like that.
He's a loud cheerer.
Yeah. Like, a little embarrassing. Like, a little like, honey. Just
you're kind of
tone it down a little bit.
He's a Raiders fan, right?
Raiders.
What
he likes
could he
SC,
possibly
he's
care
an SC
about?
Guy.
Oh, he is an SC guy.
SC, but he'll be like, he's kind of like a fan for hire. Like, I would take him with me to Stanford Cal games, and he would just become like the biggest Stanford
just give me
fan.
A side.
Right?
Right.
Like, he would be almost getting into fights with a Cal fans. I'm like, no, we don't
give
get
me
in
a
fights.
Side.
Like, us Stanford people, we just like avoid the fight because it's not worth it.
Oh yeah,
I've
got class.
I saw a grown man fight at I saw there was one at UCLA SC. I saw there was like it was like a dad son combo.
We had
where
a scuffle.
Like son
was
popping
USC?
Off and dad was representing him. Dad was like, "Yeah, go ahead, son."
I'm slightly concerned about Nevin as a soccer dad.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. So I'm the coach.
Let the dog out.
I'm the coach. Sunday morning soccer, and I'm like all about the sportsmanship right now, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying not to raise like little jerks. Okay.
Right.
So every week we play, and there's usually like one kid on the other team who's super good. And everybody else is just like picking daisies and running around. Like,
right.
We're happy if they use their feet. Okay.
Right.
And like our team, the other team, it's just usually like our best kid against the other best kid, and everybody else is just out there.
Sure.
So this week we played a team that did not have like a ringer. There was three little kids out there, and they were just, you know, just
right,
out of there.
Right, exercising.
And we have our best, right, not even exercising. Like, like they're just there. And our best girl is like almost five. She's like kind of at the end of the 3 and 4 year old age. She could take it from them every time. Every time.
Go
so I finally say to her, I'm like, hey,
chill.
Let him dribble a little bit. Let him dribble a little bit. And at one point, I let him score. I was like, hey, Lexi, just hang back, hang back, hang back. Let him score. Like, I want them to have a little success.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I hate it when people do that to us.
But isn't
that
sort of...
It's like you don't take extra bags after a certain point in a game.
Yeah, like, I mean...
But at what point does it become the everybody gets a ribbon mentality?
Not when they're three.
That's, that's
oh,
four.
That's when it starts.
This is like beehive soccer, okay? So, like, I just want them to be able to...
Ireland would say, you got to teach them how to lose when they're
three. Yeah, okay. I mean, like literally, Daniel, this is so sweet, okay? My four-year-old, he says to me, he gets upset. He goes, Mommy, they're not sharing. I said, it's the other team. It's their job to take the ball. But I understand where that comes from because, like, the whole thing is about sharing. Anyway.
So he sounds confounded by the rules.
Yeah, a little bit. He doesn't quite understand the our team, their team yet.
Yeah.
Nevin's like, we don't have a big enough lead yet for you to be pulling off and letting them score. And I was like, Nevin, it's like, it's 2-0. Let them have a goal. It's okay.
Two. Down
I'm
in distance.
100%.
Scariest
lead
in sports.
We need a 3 or 4 goal lead before you start calling off the dogs, right? Yeah. Like, and I was like, come on, man. Like,
no, but that's what I wanted with my daughter. My daughter hasn't picked up any type of sport yet, but the other day
she's what five?
Five,
right?
Yeah. But like
that's when they start.
I tried
it.
To like shove the ball in her hand. And she doesn't care.
No.
But the other day I'm watching wrestling. She goes, "Daddy, I want to do that."
Oh. Ah,
so I was like, please, just let me raise a future WWE champion of the world.
That would
please.
Be strong.
Oh my gosh.
I need it. You think I would go nuts for basketball?
I think that would be the right thing.
I mean, you got to start working on your promos at that point.
I've been ready to go since I was 16 years old.
I was
going to
say, you got to be a part of that operation.
I'm ready to go,
man.
As a fan, I'm very aggressive. My agent took me courtside to a Laker game. And
I have seen you there.
Yes, I heckled Kevin Durant, and I haven't been back since.
So what do you say to
Kevin
Durant?
He still let you on your show.
Yeah, I know, but like we don't text no more.
What do you say to KD?
Because he was guarding Kobe.
Sacrifice the relationship.
Kobe had 17 in the first half, and I'm yelling at Kobe, "Kobe, don't do it. He's just a boy. He's just a boy." And all Kevin could do was, he can't do it all night. Whatever, man. I was in Kevin and Russ ear the entire night.
Really?
Yeah. Go.
Were you in their heads?
Of course. That's until we lost. But, but my favorite moment about that at halftime, I feel a hand hit my shoulder, and it's Kobe. And so I'm like, oh my god, it's my hero. And he says, "Hey man, you finally made it down here."
Wow.
And I went and dapped him up and gave him a hug, and I might have closed my eyes when I hugged him.
Yep.
And Momo, you come up to me and say, "You know, I saw that, right?"
We all saw it.
Yeah.
You're like, I have a witness.
Yeah, like a hug.
It
Kobe.
Really happened.
Eyes closed.
We were at, you came to the final Kobe game, the retirement game,
right?
Yeah. And you actually, we did post game and you were on the post game. That was an amazing night.
I yelled at Charles Barkley and Skip Bayless.
So like, eyes closed,
such a
heckler.
I love it.
Prom kissed eyes closed.
It was just
that's how emotional it
bro,
was. You had to like,
Kobe, bro.
You had to, yeah. That's awesome.
And like your hero says, you finally made it.
Yeah, that's good. Like,
thanks, God. Good looking out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
And let me hit this thing here. So, Guy Fieri, do you know who that is?
Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
Flavortown.
I'm the next Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
So, he became the third celebrity chef to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, okay.
That's a lower number than I would have thought.
Learning.
He's in a lot of episodes of the Triple D.
That's Wolf, a much lower
never
number.
Never been to a
drive-in.
Not one time.
Wolfgang Puck and Bobby Flay, the only two guys.
Where's Iron Chef?
I might have seen one of your movies at a drive-in.
He said, they said, "Where do you want to have your luncheon after your star?" And Guy Fieri says, "What's a luncheon? I don't effing luncheon.
What?
I don't want an effing luncheon.
What?
I want a rager. I want a kegger. Let's do something big. I'm really serious. What do you do after the network throws you the greatest party and all your buddies are there and Foreigner plays and it starts to rain? Well, you load up 10 of your best friends and drive to the tattoo shop and you all get star tattoos. I think I'm possibly the only person who got a star and went to get a tattoo for it. That's how Guy Fieri celebrated his start. But I haven't had
it's a little much.
You gotta relax, bro.
I mean, he's
you
the
think
mayor.
That's too much?
He's the mayor of Flavortown.
He is.
I like Guy Fieri. I mean, all he does is show up and try to make people's dreams come true. That's what he does.
And he's like, he'll be like, that is the best chili verde. Yeah. You're doing it right, man.
That's the problem with those. That's the problem with those shows. Like, do you ever see the Stanley Tucci Goes to Italy show?
Yeah. Not as good as Bourdain.
It's a little rich for my blood.
It's very hard to come up with new ways to say that's delicious.
Right. Mm.
Like.
Oh, I can tell. I've watched enough Triple D, so I can tell if it's actually good or if he's just being nice.
Right. Adjectives through the roof.
No, it's just the way he sells it too.
Oh.
It's the way he'll sell it. Okay. Like, because I'll watch that, and that always sucks me. It's that and Chopped. Because they have one episode that runs into the next.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait, but I was trying to turn it off after this one.
Do you ever play the Chopped game?
What? Try to guess
from
the beginning?
Where you put on Chopped and you try to guess from the,
beginning,
from the introduction, who's actually going to win.
All these games sound way more fun when you're a little baked going into them, right?
Speaking of that.
I'm low-key faded.
I kind of wish Guy Fieri owned some sort of a sporting team or was like
he was at the Warriors games
involved.
All the time. Or he was
if he was involved in a league, because that guy is funny.
He's got great energy.
Yeah.
All right, I want to play a weird interchange from an SEC Network halftime show.
Oh, I know this.
Do you know this one?
Yes. I know the characters. I'm going to recuse myself from this conversation.
It's so odd. It's so odd. Let's see. Let's do. Okay. Shohei Ohtani, this is a complete left turn. Shohei Ohtani, should the Angels trade him now? That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. It is kind of an effing Monday.
Yeah, it
kind
of is.
For all intents and purposes.
Happy Monday. It's good though, right? That's what people need. You know what? It's a short week, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It is a happy Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Everybody's blessings, got a short
blessings,
week.
Blessings,
yeah.
Blessings.
Yeah. So... Peter Burns and Ben Watson were on the SEC Network doing a halftime show this weekend. And I guess Ben Watson, former player, Peter Burns, broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
There was an odd exchange, and I'm going to play this thing and tell me what you think is going on. They're on a set, four guys on a set, and an exchange between Peter Burns and Ben Watson.
45-20. By the way, did you not get the memo on the suits? We all went dark today. You're like Easter service.
Y'all kind of leave me out. As long as I get the text from my wife that says I look good.
Oh, really?
So send me the text, babe. Send me the text.
It's not the one she sent me.
Now they come back from the commercial.
Welcome
break.
Back to the Farm Rich halftime report. Just you and I here, Taki. I'm not sure what happened to Peter Burns, or did you have him keep your wife's name out of his mouth?
Huh?
Whoa!
Yeah.
we'll see how Peter Burns is with that smart mouth in the second half. But Gators do not get much going in the first half.
Okay, so Peter Burns obviously pissed Ben Watson off because he said he got a text from Ben Watson's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my first thought was, he's just joking, isn't he?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
He's just joking, but he took it really serious.
I don't know if anybody learned anything from Will Smith and Chris Rock.
Yeah.
But we got to stop talking about black people's wives, man. It's just not a good look. We don't take it the right way. And also, who was the guy who said who made that remark
made
when he came back?
Did the Chris Rock thing? Yeah, I don't know who that was.
But he makes it worse.
He did make
we
it worse.
We as viewers
right.
don't know what that was about, why right. they're gone. It could be anything. But for you to come back from commercial and then joke on it, we know exactly what went down.
Oh, yeah. They come back from the commercial, and there are only two people on the set.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he was actually mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He took it very, very seriously. Bergman, what did you think of that?
I thought it was completely wrong for Peter Burns to do that. And Shay's right. You shouldn't have brought any attention to it whatsoever. I don't care. You're talking about a man's wife on the air. Over people are watching this. You just don't do that.
Wait a minute.
Not funny.
Wait a minute.
He thought he was really good friends with those people, with Benjamin Watson. He was not that close
but
a friend.
But isn't that Peter Burns joking?
He may have been. Yes, of course he was joking, but you don't make that joke if you don't know somebody that well. How well do you think he knows Benjamin Watson?
I don't know. They probably sit on a set once a week.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
But what did he actually say to his wife? Like, what's the text say?
I didn't like your suit. I mean, and listen to again. Yeah. The idea was the wife texted and said,
That's not what she told me.
Yeah, that's not what she told me.
That's not what she told me.
45-20. By the way, did you not get the memo on the suits? We all went dark today. You're like Easter service.
Y'all kind of leave me out. As long as I get the text from my wife that says I look good.
Oh, really?
Send me the text, babe. Send me the text.
That's not the one she sent me.
There. That's the line.
Oh, okay.
You're making a joke that she's texting you and that you got a thing going on.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
That's not okay.
There's levels to how
you are open to
joke with somebody. If you joke differently with a work associate than you do with a long-time
friend.
Also,
like, if you know that person. I just brought up my husband talking about him being kind of ruthless at the 4-year-old soccer.
Sure.
You know, like, I was letting the other team score a little bit. And, you know, like, you guys know him, though.
Right.
You have met him. You can say something, you know, like, but if you said something that was, like,
questionable, it's one thing, sexual, but that was about the suit. It wasn't sexual.
Yeah, but as a man, as a woman, anybody, you have the right to nip something in the bud if you don't want someone to joke about that.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You reserve the right to be like, hey, yo, chill out. We don't know what he said. But, you know, on a case of live TV, it could go anywhere. We've seen how this plays out before.
The implication of that's not what she told me, that's kind of sexual in nature.
It can be.
Even though they're talking about a suit.
Yeah, but the insinuation, because you didn't say it was about a suit, just the insinuation that you got a different text from my wife opens a window for anybody to think anything.
Why is my wife texting you?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I guess.
Point blank, period.
Obviously, she's not.
Yeah. Right.
It's a joke. It's, yeah. He's being goofy.
Sure.
If it happened here, I don't think anybody.
If you said that to me, like, I would be fine.
If I told Ireland I got a text from Lisa and she said blah, blah, blah,
he'd say, what'd she say?
Yeah, she'd say what she said. I guess they haven't been together for 10 plus years or whatever the time.
That's not what Lisa told me last night. That's totally different. That's kind of what it sounds like.
Of course. Right. Of course.
You see what I mean?
So it's about how well you know the person.
Yeah, but also like the substance of the text, the implication of it.
And the room. Listen how the other guys react. As a man, that's gonna make the back of the back of your neck stand up a little bit. And so you gotta feel me a little bit. As soon as these red lights are off, let me come talk to you, man.
I guess so. Wow. You guys are all I thought. Seems like an overreaction, but that's just
me. A little bit. I mean, I wouldn't react that badly.
We don't know what he did. We just know he was gone.
He was gone, exactly. I assume at some point he will come back.
Some point.
I assume at some point. All right, let me get to this thing. We did Benjamin Watson and the suit. Okay, so... Zach Wilson, yesterday, I don't know if you saw any of this game. Zach Wilson had the worst game, and the Jets had the worst game. Mm-hmm. They had 2 positive yards in the second half.
Right.
And he was asked after the game if he let the defense down. Now, listen to his answer.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
I don't know that that's the right.
No, that's not the
especially
right answer.
Especially not at that speed.
That's not the right answer.
And now, also, they were trying to beat the Patriots, and that was a big game.
Big
for
game,
them.
Always. Yeah.
That's like the if you could beat the Patriots, that means you've arrived.
Plus, they're in the playoff chase.
Yeah, they're in it.
Now, I don't think Zach Wilson's ever going to pan out. I think, generally speaking, you take quarterbacks at the top of the draft. Half of them are going to work. Half of them aren't. A percentage of them will be franchise quarterbacks. I've seen enough from Zach Wilson to say, yeah, he's not a franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's not, for example, Justin Fields, who I think is a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's fantastic.
Have you seen enough from Trey Lance?
No.
Not yet.
Four games?
Next year.
Yeah, he only played a couple games.
Yeah.
I think we've got to...
Because Justin Fields might be the best quarterback in that draft.
That's
the one where... The 49ers move up. Mm-hmm. Zach Wilson's taken 2. 49ers go up to 3. And Justin Fields was, 5 or 6, somewhere in that range?
Yeah, there were 4. I think there were 4 quarterbacks in the top of the draft, the top 10
Trevor
picks.
Lawrence. Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence, who I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
I don't know.
I don't think he's a franchise quarterback. I mean, the one guy that's in that group that's a franchise quarterback, I think, is Justin Fields. Now, how would you have answered that question that Zach Wilson got? Again, listen to it.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
What's the right answer?
Well, you know, it hurts not to be able to put points on the board, but as the team's quarterback, I do put responsibility on myself. My guys gave it everything that they had, and I need to figure out how to be better so we can win as a team.
The right answer is they played their butts off. We all played our butts off, but I got to do better, and we got to get more points because I'm not going to win many games scoring 3 points.
Which also, by you answering no, shows me you're not a franchise
That's right.
quarterback.
Yeah, same.
The no is not
– No. It's not my fault.
I take no responsibility.
I had nothing to do with it.
Only player that touches the ball every offensive play? No, it's not my fault.
No, it wasn't me. don't look at me.
That's how we felt. Remember Jared Goff in that Super Bowl? That Super Bowl against the Patriots when it's just a defensive Super Bowl the entire time. That Super Bowl automatically put his job on the line. Yeah, like, you know, everybody was hammering for a
change. Although Brandon Cooks did drop a sure touchdown pass.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was there. I remember it.
And we didn't have Cup, right?
And we did not have Cup.
We didn't have Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the year we didn't have Cup.
Yeah.
Great year.
I really think we've only had Cup for a full year last year, and we won the Super Bowl.
It's true. And, of course, he's gone now. And Matthew Stafford, we haven't got any information, any update on Matthew Stafford.
You're going to ask McVay that. How have your interviews been with McVay?
Actually, pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Because he always wears it. Like, he always owns it. It's all his fault.
Really.
How have your interviews been with McVay?
I mean, they've been all right.
Wow.
That's it?
I mean, they've been fine.
Come on now.
They've been what they have been.
Well, that is not good.
Here we go.
No, they haven't been fantastic, but they've been good. I think you've asked a good question.
My big problem is when a coach is going through a terrible stretch, Greg's always like, well, joke around with him.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, if I was 3-7, I would not be in a joking mood.
I feel you 100%. The first time I met Odell Beckham Jr., he was coming off he was still on the Browns and everything was terrible. And you could just see on his face And I made the mistake of being like, yo, so what's been new?
Yeah.
Like, they just got eliminated from playoff contention and all this. Oh, you know, just getting ready for next season.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want
to. Oh, yeah.
You know better as a sports fan. So I feel you joke around. It's a bad time.
I don't think you can joke around. We've done Greg. Everybody's done the soup joke one too many times.
I mean, you can just double down on the soup joke.
I would go serious.
That's what they have been doing,
and it's been fine.
Although I did say, now as a fan, you know, I get really pissed off after a game. How long does it? Usually 2 days. How long does it take for you? And he said, "You don't want to know."
That's good. Yeah, that's a good answer.
It's a good moment.
That's a good moment.
I think in that position, going on to LA radio, you want to be teed up to be given, you know, some seriousness. Like, if I'm going on as the coach and we're looking bad, I don't want to go on there laughing and joking like everything's all right.
It's the wrong message to send to your team.
Yeah, so as the host, I would be thankful to be teed up to say those dramatic things, to say those empowering moments.
He's just done a press conference with reporters who have hit him with absolutely everything. So he's in probably – I wouldn't be in a good mood.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be in a good mood after losing four in a row.
So it's the exact opposite then. You just came out of a press conference where you had to be super serious. Wouldn't you want to kind of let it loose a little bit? Let's just relax a little bit. Let's have a conversation.
Later, you know, like to me, when your team is struggling, you have to stay very narrowly focused. You can't look at the macro. We're 3-7, probably not going to make the playoffs unless we win 7 in a row.
Correct.
And even then, what's the point? Like, you can't go to the big picture macro thing. You have to stay focused on whoever that you are playing next.
Yes.
You have to stay focused on the next day of practice, the next day of the game, the next who's available tomorrow. What are we doing in this drill? You have to stay focused. Like, you almost have to be more narrowly focused.
And by the way, and as a fan, I think – and I'll be at the rest of the games at SoFi. As a fan, you've got to take a different approach. Like, yesterday was the first day that I, in the middle of a game, it was an early game, drove to Starbucks and got a breakfast sandwich. I'm like, Yeah, I'll listen to it on the radio. I don't have to be like crazy locked in.
Hey, you lose that edge a little bit.
Yeah, you lose the edge. My review after the Arizona game was the shrimp was very good in the chairman's cup. Which was...
That's what happened. That's what I wonder about when you see all-time greats on mediocre teams. How is LeBron trained so hard in the offseason? Amazing shape for a 38-year-old guy. Amazing shape. How hard can you push yourself when you know your ceiling is... play-in tournament?
Right, right.
How hard do you push yourself when you're like that? Can you grind the same way that you did when you were 27?
Right.
I mean, it's a hard task for somebody like LeBron, somebody like Aaron Donald, who was like talking retirement last year.
Yeah, as soon as he won.
Somebody like Jalen Ramsey, who came to the Rams because they were contending for titles.
Yes, yes.
It's really hard to keep that edge when your team is not good.
Yeah, and I mean, they've lost that edge.
100%.
They've lost that edge. And I get it.
As a fan, you have no control over the game, and so therefore you can go to Starbucks and have a breakfast sandwich and feel a little bit better.
True.
Right? Like,
why?
You can
why
check.
Why is that?
Like, they can't. They still got to play in the game.
Because I'm not hyper-invested.
Right, you're not hype. Well, you're only invested to a certain extent, but like, if you try really hard and you really put yourself out there, you're just going to keep getting hurt every week.
Right.
Right.
You're like, dang, this hurts again.
Yeah, I'm over.
Yeah, see, you can't hurt yourself
like
this.
Like, Morales is like, ha-ha, Rams, because he's the master of chaos.
Get him next year.
You can't really get him with that. You can't get me with that.
As a fan, you know what I say.
What?
I'm still the Super Bowl champion until somebody else's
That's
fireworks
true.
Go
off. Lombardi Trophy. Weirdly, it happened this year. It happened like 8 months ago.
My ring still hasn't come in yet. It'll be here.
It'll
next
be
week.
There. It'll be there.
It'll be here next
All right, coming up next for you is Bobcat. Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. It is Mason and Ireland with Momo and O'Shea Jackson Jr. hanging out. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda. All right, so Dwight Howard almost had a 40-20-20 game in his first game in Taiwan. He also took 10 threes, and he only made two of them, but he still... did take 10 threes. Is there any part of this that makes you think, Momo, that maybe, just maybe, D39 can come back?
Yeah, it's not from that game, though.
What's the quality of basketball in Taiwan?
Okay.
O'Shea. O'Shea's like...
I mean, it's definitely not among the top 10 leagues in the world.
Yeah, right.
You know?
So okay, we can't overvalue
No,
what
nothing
he did
in that
game.
League makes me... Nothing of what he did. It'd be like, say, you know, it's like, hey, I saw him training at Venice Beach the other day. He looked really good. I mean... Right. He's going to look really good against... Yeah. He's going to look really good in a pickup game at Venice Beach, you know? I mean, he's Dwight Howard. He still can play. I actually think... Dwight could latch on with the team if they needed, like, a backup big.
Yeah.
Like, there's still a role for him in the NBA, maybe.
Yeah, why is he not signed then?
I mean, he scored, 38 points on 30
center.
Shots?
Yeah.
On 32 shots,
On 32,
32
shots, you know, like, first of all, more power to him. I hope he's finding love and fun for the game. And I'm not going to say that it's not over or that it's over for Dwight Howard. I still... think he could get a role, of course, as a backup. I mean, DeAndre Jordan is still on an NBA
that's
team.
That's a good point.
And he should be fluent in Chinese by now.
And with Jokic out, DeAndre Jordan's actually starting.
Yeah,
dude. This dude's got Beijing Sharks written all over him. So Dwight should be able to come back to
the
NBA.
He should find a spot in the league.
Yeah, although you can also internationally catch leagues. I mean, in the Italian league and all those places. Yeah, and that's what Michael Thompson did at the end of his career.
I gotta look up like notable players who are not in the NBA right now. There's some good players who are not signed anywhere.
Yeah,
interesting.
And
okay.
you could be a star over there. Billboards, the whole nine. Do movies, whatever. Do movies. Dwight, just be the biggest thing Taiwan has. Just do it, bro.
Bobcat.
Wow. All right, so tickets to a Bruce Springsteen concert have gone up from $400 to $5,000 a ticket. $5,000 for his upcoming show February 1st, 2023 that starts off in Tampa, Florida is where it begins. Now, isn't Bruce Springsteen supposed to be like the everyman that's kind of like the work yourself, like help everybody
out? So can I ask you, is it face or is it secondary market?
It's from Ticketmaster.
Well, it's from Ticketmaster?
Yep, hey. Ticketmaster.
So Bruce is charging $5,000, huh?
Off of the whole Taylor Swift thing.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, the Taylor Swift thing, they weren't marking up to that degree. I mean...
Can I tell you what I think of the Taylor Swift thing?
Yeah, sure.
Whack.
It's like how I go to Starbucks and they have, they're out of peppermint syrup right now.
Of course.
And they've been out of peppermint syrup for the past week and a half.
It's an outrage. Outrage.
And I'm sitting there going, how often do you have the peppermint mocha? It's only a couple months a year.
Right. You should
be
prepared.
Like, load up on the peppermint syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is this a thing? Why are you guys out all over LA? It's not just one place.
A man is really upset about that.
Or the
I'm very upset.
Or a McDonald's, the ice cream machine's always broken.
Like, yeah, broke. Like I understand. I understand that sometimes we got a little, people order too many peppermint mochas and you run out for a day, but like, get some in there tomorrow.
Yeah, you know the demand.
Up. So, you know the demand is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Load up. So T-Swift is having a concert tour. You know the demand is going to be crazy. Get everybody in there working on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you doing, Ticketmaster?
Seriously, Ticketmaster is, let's just be honest.
Come
Ticketmaster
on
is a complete monopoly.
Yep.
Scam.
They control the whole thing.
Scam.
They're the ones that are responsible for what happened with the Taylor Swift concert. Mm. And by the way, Bergman, I'm seeing, if you want to go see Springsteen in Portland, $231 face.
Yeah, but then you got to buy a plane ticket. It's going to cost.
Oh yeah, no. But what I'm saying is, I don't think Springsteen is selling tickets for $5,000.
Says has spoken out about the criticisms he faced after ticket sales for his forthcoming U.S. tour sold by Ticketmaster surged to $5,000.
So he's mad.
Oh well, because they have this thing called dynamic pricing,
yes.
Right?
Which is another way to screw people. Like when I went to see Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, the tickets increased. It was like $21 for a ticket because there was a surge pricing. Yeah.
It's like when you order the Uber and it's like $120 to go down. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, Springsteen, interesting story about him. He opened Staples Center. I was at that concert in 1999. He was the very first concert at Staples Center. And after that, he did not like the fact that there were so many suites.
Right.
So his next concert in LA
I know
was
where it is.
At the LA Sports Arena, which was a total dive, but he said there was something equitable. There was a fairness about it.
I went to his last concert. He closed the Sports Arena.
Oh,
in LA,
really?
He was the last concert they ever scheduled there. And the man played for 4 hours. I was like, Bruce, I got to go home.
He's still doing it.
I'm tired. How are you not tired?
Now, let me tell you something
still doing it.
About Bruce Springsteen. If you put a gun to my head and told me to sing one song, I'm getting my affairs in order.
I don't know one Springsteen?
I got to tell
born
you.
Born in the USA.
Come on, you
I'm
know
happy
that one.
For you, dog. I don't know
glory
nothing about
days.
It. You think that was in the Jackson House?
Glory days.
You think this was in the Jackson House?
In the young man's eye.
I'm actually with you, Shay. Overrated.
You're the one that brought him up.
I did.
What if he's overrated? Why'd you even bring the subject up? You're in charge
because you like
don't
him.
Know Born in the
I make
USA.
Stories for you.
No. Oh, okay.
Like Elvis.
I don't know that.
Born overrated.
Born in the USA.
You know what? You could keep singing it,
and
I still won't
know.
Okay.
Bobcat?
I thought that was a good analogy with the peppermint mochas.
You're a beast.
That was good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's been a week and a half, Starbucks. Let's get going.
Okay. Come on, Mermaid. Get it together.
All right, Jorge, what you got? Last one.
All right, first and foremost, happy birthday to Carlo, our great guy back there.
Hey, happy birthday, Carlo.
Hey,
Carlo.
Big shout out to Carlo. All right, so New Year's Eve specials, are they still a thing? Because NBC Peacock is having Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus hostess. Are they still a thing? And if not, what singer would get you to watch these?
Dolly
battle.
And Miley.
Really?
That would 100%. Get me to watch. You know what? I went to a Dolly Parton concert.
Did you?
At the Bowl maybe 15 years ago. And this is before it was cool to like Dolly Parton, right? Now it's cool
Dolly
to like
Parton,
Dolly. She's having a little late career.
Yeah, she
cool.
really
you know,
is.
Popularity bump here. But back then it was just, Dolly Parton. She is an amazing musician. She can play like 10 instruments.
Really?
She writes all her own songs. Like she was out there. She playing the saxophone. She's playing the trumpet, the guitar, the piano. And then she called out Miley Cyrus, who apparently I think she's like her godmother or something.
Yeah,
something crazy.
She and Billy Ray Cyrus know each other from Nashville or something.
Right.
I don't know. It's like a small state, I guess. Woo! But, yeah.
But will you watch the Dolly Parton
I watch
New
that.
Year's
no,
Eve
I watch,
special?
I watch Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, me too. I watch Andy Cohen.
Yeah, that's
I'm
a
watching
good one.
For Andy Cohen.
Me too.
It's not Journey without
Steve
Perry. That was the best.
It's so good.
That was the best. Yeah, I'll tell you a weird story. So one year I was at, I think it was Ben Lyons' New Year's Eve party. Were you at that?
No.
Okay. It was at a bar in Hollywood or something. And Fergie was there. I was like, oh, cool.
Is this before or after the All-Star game? Remember before, when she did the weird anthem
before
thing?
Before she did the Betty Boop version of the national anthem.
Yeah, I would watch before. It if Springsteen played in it.
This is so not the right Springsteen song.
Garbage.
Oh, I'm on fire. Come on, there's so many.
Girls, I need that. Come on.
Will make people crash.
So I'm at this party, and on the TVs I can see the New Year's Eve special, right? So yeah. Fergie is the New Year's Eve guest on the ABC Rockin' New Year's Eve or mm-hmm. whatever, while she's in this bar with us.
So you're destroying the TV magic
correct.
For us.
Mm-hmm. It was recorded months in
months
advance.
In advance. Nice.
Months in advance.
Oh,
Fergie was free to come to the party.
Nice.
That was cool.
Stacey TV Ferguson. Magic.
TV magic, exactly.
Mm. It totally makes sense.
I ain't watching that.
Bergman?
I'm going to be drunk.
Bobcat. That was the last one. We're done.
That was the last one. All right.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Coming up next for you, it is National Ooh, Stuffing Day. Shohei Ohtani, should the Angels trade him? And something weird that happened at the SC-UCLA game that I wonder about. All that's coming up for you. It is a very, very loose Monday.
Very.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. is here. Momo is here. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Big ol' sucking sound.